Hi.
Yeah, it's Kurt Loder from MTV News. Who am I talking to?
This is Joan Macedi.
Hey, Joan, how you doing?
Good.
I've invented a new reality show called Loder's Run, The Quickening. It was conceived of backstage at last year's Lilith Fair. We're looking for like either a laser tag center or a bowling alley in the New York area. Now, let me just tell you the concept of this game show and see if you're interested, okay?
Yep.
Basically, we have two teams. All right, the first is led by my son, Scirocco. That means desert wind. Also on that team is Ron Reagan Jr., his lover, and their adopted son. To fill out the team are two women. We call them the Banger Sisters.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Michelle Shocks and Elaine Boozler. Okay? That's the first team, which is called Scorched Earth Policy. And then they're competing against another team called the Day After. And that consists of the Beaver Brown Band without John Cafferty. But in his place is Dave Perner of Soul Asylum. I should mention there's also a third party we call Wicked Mace. Okay, he's a kickboxing cyborg scanner who can, he can kill people with his mind. And
how does it basically involve us?
Let me explain how we shot the first one. We used the Hollywood Wax Museum in Los Angeles. You know who Stuart Pankin is?
No.
Did you ever see Not Necessarily the News back in the 80s on HBO?
Not really. I don't watch too much.
He was the fat guy from Not Necessarily the News. You'd remember that. He plays Wicked Mace. He's, like I said, this kickboxing cyborg scanner who can kill people with his mind. We had our makeup people literally transform Stuart into a living statue of...
Wax? Made out of wax?
Well, no, he wasn't made out of wax. We had them transform him into a living statue of Winston Churchill. If I may be frank with you, when Stuart popped to life, he literally scared the shit out of the bass player of the Beaver Brown Band. It was quite terrifying. So, how does just the general idea of something like this strike you?
When is it usually shot or done?
A time when you're closed.
Right. And how long does it take?
3 hours.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Again, the show's called Loder's Run.
Right.
The Quickening. And it's a real in-your-face reality show.
Well, you said it's like a reality.
It's two teams competing, going cross-country looking for magic keys.
Right, so that's
of course
it. So it's just, okay,
well,
the only thing I could tell you is I could run it by the owner.
Okay.
See if he's interested in all. I'll tell you through past experience, he very rarely likes any kind of TV shooting at all in his center, but I could see what he says.
Yeah, he'd be welcome to be there during all shoots, but I'd have to warn him in advance. He should maybe bring a pair of adult diapers, because when Stuart pops to life, it can be very terrifying.
Okay, Kurt. And what's the latest that I have to get back to you with an answer?
Like I said, you caught me at a good time. I could be kind of hard to deal with, so...
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right, Kurt. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.